From Washington, this is VOA News. Police in Washington, D.C. have arrest warrants for 14 people, including Turkish security agents, for their alleged role in assaulting protesters outside the Turkish embassy following a visit to the White House by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan last month. This is Washington Metropolitan Police Chief Peter Newsham at a press conference on Thursday.
So we had two arrests on the day of the incident. We have two U.S. citizens who were arrested yesterday morning. We have two Canadian citizens and 12 Turkish citizens. So the total number is 18. We currently have 14 outstanding warrants, 12 of which are Turkish citizens and two of which are Canadian citizens.
11 people were hurt in what the chief called a brutal attack on peaceful protesters. President Trump said Congressman Steve Scalise is, quote, in some trouble as he fights to recover from a gunshot wound to the hip. He was shot Wednesday in a surprise attack on Republican lawmakers at a baseball practice just outside Washington.
And Steve, in his own way, may have brought some unity to our long divided country. We've had a very, very divided country for many years. And I have a feeling that Steve has made a great sacrifice, but there could be some unity being brought to our country.
Trump visited Scalise at the hospital in Washington Wednesday. Scalise remains in critical condition following surgery, with the hospital saying in a statement Wednesday he will require additional operations. As the majority whip, Scalise is the third highest ranking member of the House of Representatives. You're listening to the news from The Voice of America in Washington.